The latest in a series of powerful cold fronts arrives later tonight, carrying with it rain, snow, and cold air straight out of the Arctic. J.J. Brost with the National Weather Service office in Tucson says the system will start tonight as rain. Well, maybe.
In the valleys in Tucson tonight into Friday morning, we're looking at maybe a 38 to 40% chance, which is decent, but we may not get a whole lot out of it. And then up in the mountains, there's still some fairly high chances for snow, especially up above, say, 5 or 6,000 feet, where they could get several inches of snow, you know, 3, 4, or 5, something in that range.
Brost says any precipitation will probably start in the Tucson area around 10 o'clock tonight and continue into the morning hours. A winter weather advisory will be in effect for the White Mountains from tonight to tomorrow morning. And after the rain, the cold air. J.J. Brost says the lows over the next few nights will be the lowest in 2 years.
The last time we've seen temperatures this low, you'd have to look back to early February of 2011. And I think a lot of people that were around at that time remember all of the impacts we had, pipes bursting, both gas and water lines. It was really a, kind of a big mess. And one of the reasons we're hoping that may not come to fruition this year is first of all, the temperatures probably aren't going to get that cold. In 2011, temperatures dropped to about 18 degrees in Tucson. With this system, we're thinking lows will be more along the lines of the low to mid-20s.
So it won't be quite as cold as 2 years ago, but it will be cold enough that freeze watches are in effect for the low deserts in Tucson and Phoenix, starting Friday night and running clear into early next week. And the warm-up will be slow. Brost says daytime highs won't climb above 60 degrees until at least late next week, and another system passes through the area on Monday, bringing with it a possibility of more valley rain and mountain snow. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.